when you hit your millionth subscriber level, are you guys going to go with Liberty Ladies? Because that was a $3 investment that Mark was to make sure.
$3
investment? What do you mean?
You were bearing back and forth, and he was saying that there must be some way they know people are searching for these, because a lot of times
I remember asking you why we need a website for a podcast.
So we can sell all our merch.
Last night's still a little...
Hold on, let me get to where I can...
Okay, so just so you know, starting out, it's a blur to me.
Yeah.
So it's that odd.
That is
I remember like two or three key points.
Wait. This person beforehand?
No.
Okay, so this was somebody that you met at the club.
No,
it wasn't? You didn't meet him at the club?
No.
Where'd you meet him?
We met him and then we fucked him.
At the hotel?
Here.
At the house? Okay, start.
You came by here.
But how did you meet him?
Locking your doors at night now?
How did you meet him?
Online, I guess through AFF, right?
Oh, my
God.
The Wild West.
Okay, what did he look like?
So, we had been chatting, 2 weeks?
You just decided to do one of these, hey.
Well, we were going to meet for lunch, and it just kind of turned into more than that. So we met for lunch at a restaurant.
Where'd you go?
Carolina Diner.
Okay.
And I ordered a salad so I wouldn't eat a lot. And he said, fuck that, I'm ordering a cheeseburger.
Okay.
The guy.
Yeah, okay. Why are we calling the guy?
Yeah.
Mr. What?
What's his name?
Initial, what's his first name?
What's his AFF name?
Yeah, Mr.
Juicy Melons.
I have no idea.
Juicy Melons. Okay, we're going to call him Juicy Melons.
No, I don't know.
Big
what's
Nob.
His AFF name?
Big Nob.
Mr. W.
Okay. Can we just call him Big Nob?
Sure.
Okay, so we'll call him Big Nob. Okay. So you and Big Nob. And what happened?
We were texting all morning. Were you home? You got off work. No.
So you were solo texting?
No. We were in a group chat.
But you were texting him all morning, so you knew.
Were you home?
Me and yes.
I can't even remember. What day was it?
Because we were in a
boat. I remember drinking at 9 o'clock in the morning because I was so nervous.
Because we were getting ready for YKW.
So I was home. So it was last Friday.
Okay.
Because we had to tell him we were going to be late because we ended up back here.
Okay.
So you were home.
Yes.
So we were texting him. Now, mind you, the last couple of weeks, the chat's been very low-key.
Okay.
But then Friday...
Start from the beginning so we can make this instructional, okay? So... How did he approach you first?
Did he reach out?
Yes.
Okay.
Set up a profile.
And how was he when he reached out? Was he like, hi, how are you? Or what was he like?
This is the problem with AFF. The average introduction is Zup and Victor.
Okay.
That's the average or Teddy.
That'll leave you at a serious disadvantage.
So let me just say that Bootsy and Miss F are going to do you guys a great service and explain to you what you can and cannot do, right? We're going to explain to them what they can and cannot do, correct?
For what?
For when they introduce themselves to females.
Oh, don't send a dick pic.
If you want to get pussy, these are the things that you're going to need to do, okay?
Or not do.
So, what did your guy do that was so hot?
Hello, my name is...
Okay.
This is an AFF name. How are you guys doing today?
Conversation, man. Come on, conversation. Act like you're at least in the fifth grade.
Spelling
is important.
Oh, come on.
We can't all be Tupac.
See, he did all the chat stuff leading up to when he opened a group on Kik. So I don't even know what was said.
You will probably be talking to the male half because the females have already had it with your shit at this point. So in order to get to the female pussy, you have got to at least get through the male mind. So say, hi, how are you? My name is so-and-so, and I would like to do this because.
And then you could ask questions. How long have you been in the
exactly. Expect yes, questions.
After he surpassed his interview process.
So after the interview process, you go to Boosie's process.
Mr. B's interview
exactly.
Process. He opened up a group chat on Kik. Very
yeah.
vanilla.
Yeah.
2 weeks. Which he said in the beginning he was kind of shy.
Bootsy, Mr. Bootsy was, or the guy?
The
was?
Guy.
Okay. Okay. How old is the guy, by the way?
50. I have no idea.
Has he just
I know
started?
His dick hair is gray.
How would you know that? Oh, wait, that's later. That's later. Okay, so.
How old is he? I think he's.
52 or 53.
Yeah.
How long has he been in the lifestyle?
I don't know.
4 or 5 years.
Okay. Okay. So then what happened?
So we had set up a lunch maybe a week before. And then the day of, he kicked up the chat quite a bit. As far
okay.
as flirting and
to you,
to both of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
To her.
Okay.
It's like the buzzards in the tree. Fuck it, I'm gonna kill something.
Today's the day.
Today's the day.
So that went. We were doing shit. We were out and about. I can't remember what we were doing, but anyway, he. It turned into, do we want to do more than lunch? And I said, no, I want to meet in a public place first.
Right.
So we met for lunch at Carolina Diner. We had lunch, came back here, and then he and my friend here.
Wait, what did you think about him when you first saw him?
He's hot.
Yeah?
Yeah. And his first instinct was just to give me a hug and say hi. It wasn't awkward or anything
right.
like that.
What was
so.
He, what did he, you know what I'm saying. What did he look like?
He's got a body.
Fucking hot.
Is okay. there his AFF profile, a picture of his body?
Okay, man, I'm just going to tell you that it's not just you guys that look at the body.
Well, what's interesting is you don't notice it until he was undressed. He hides it.
Really?
Yeah. Which he told
is
us
he
in the very beginning.
He
no, he's single.
Okay.
He told us in the very beginning that he tended to be on the shy side until
right.
you got to know
him. To know
him.
Okay.
Yeah, very nice. Don't do it.
So he was in like a button down shirt and.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what kind of pants. I didn't know what to do when we got here, so I just put a nightie on and walked out here and said, do y'all want to come back to the bedroom?
So both of you. So all three of you went back there.
Yeah.
Okay, so what were you feeling?
And then that's where I only remember a couple of things.
Yeah.
So.
You're in the zone.
It was hot.
So what did you do?
Everything. Yeah.
Everything.
Well, I don't do any anal, but everything else. I remember one on either side.
Yeah.
Look at you grinning.
Mr. Boots, he was really liking this.
And then I remember my knees almost giving out, so I climbed on the bed.
Yeah?
So that I didn't look like an idiot.
Ah!
And then I sucked their cocks.
Yeah?
Is this him?
Okay, ladies, he is not bad. Really?
I haven't seen them all.
He's pretty good.
Yeah. It was hot.
I think that's as big as that other guy.
No. He's not as girthy as me.
Okay.
He's longer.
Would you hurry? Okay.
Mr. B.
Okay, so Bootsy has been getting a lot of large visitors lately. Oh my God!
See the gray
okay.
hair.
So how was
gray?
He? How was he?
Oh,
what does he do for a living?
What's he do for a living? I feel like a slut now. See what I mean? Now this was a shirt
okay,
probably a size or two too big.
Okay, so he's got a degree in finance.
Yes, and he does.
And he looks like this. Ladies, you would not be disappointed.
But he's single.
Yes.
Why is he single?
Who cares?
I don't know if he's divorced or...
Okay, ladies, let me just say, there's probably a reason why he's single. This is not it. You don't care why he's single at this point.
So the other thing I remember was probably the most...
Okay, let me ask you this. There is nothing worse than being this and not knowing how to use it. Do you know how to use it?
Yes, he did.
All right, ladies.
No, wait, you were going to say melty something?
So at one point, because I had a nightie on, you know, I don't like to get naked. But my nightie came up and I pulled it down and he actually got mad. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "What?" And he said, "Are you self-conscious?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Oh no, don't do that. You're sexy." And then it was a blur from there. So,
oh my God.
So it was hot.
Okay. How was it for you?
Hot. I'm serious when I say it was a blur. I remember a couple of key points.
Okay, so how was it for you, Mr. Bootsy?
Pretty cool.
Was it? So walk us through when you did it. What the difference
was? He
was
with us the entire time.
Right.
In the bed with us.
So how did that work for you?
I can explain it.
Yeah?
You think it would be, make you jealous?
Yeah.
Does
it? So you liked it. It's hot.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
It's fun watching.
Yeah. You guys are like some kind of, I don't know what. I mean, I don't understand that.
What?
I don't understand you guys. I really don't.
Oh, both of them?
I understand
liking
you.
Liking to watch?
Yes, but I don't understand you. You're
well,
like
that's where it got awkward because I can remember thinking I was sucking his cock and thinking, should I be sucking?
Yeah.
That freaked me out a little bit because I was worried about giving
so
people
time. So how did
time.
You work through it?
I think I just turned around and just sucked the other cock.
Oh, okay.
So... I don't know. And then
and everybody was
I
okay
sucked
with
him
it.
While he was
yeah.
fucking. And but he's definitely got a different method of
so
fucking.
What was it that he did that you liked better than?
Better than.
What was it he did that was different that you
he's
liked?
He's got a totally different rhythm.
Yeah.
So. And. So. He's longer than. But not as wide.
Right.
So he was actually hitting places further up.
Gotcha.
But
gotcha.
I didn't feel as full because
right.
he wasn't as girthy. So that was interesting. It
and
was different.
And you never wanted to go at the same time?
What do you mean?
A little double penetration?
No. I had a very, very bad experience with it.
But how about like your mouth and his... Have you done that before?
My
like your mouth... And like normal,
a blowjob.
Have you ever been blowing Mark and then doing?
Yeah, we did that.
Did you? And
yeah.
How was that?
It was good.
Yeah.
That's probably one of my biggest fantasies was sucking a guy while another one was fucking me.
And how was
interestingly it? Enough, it didn't happen the way I thought because I thought I would be on all fours and I was on my back. So that was interesting.
Really?
Face freaking. I do. I like to.
That's freaking cool.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
So it didn't happen like the fantasy, but it was just
these knees! Oh my God! All right, ladies. That is freaking awesome.
It was.
You're
so
like
we have a date
hero.
Next weekend.
You're my hero.
Why? You've done
I
it how many
that.
Times?
You know, I don't do as much as what you think that I've done. I really don't.
But you've done it. I mean, it was...
Okay.
We're supposed to go to a hotel next Saturday.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What is the weirdest thing that you've done that you thought that you would not do? But that you enjoyed? Something that
oh,
you enjoyed?
Oh, probably everything past watching.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the best, I guess the only thing is that we dissect stuff afterwards.
Do you really?
Oh, God. Hours.
Really?
So we drove to Fayetteville after this guy.
So what's been the thing that has most surprised you about doing stuff like this?
The lack of guilt. I thought I would feel guilty.
Right.
And I don't.
Right.
I haven't had the lack of jealousy. I haven't had any jealousy. Haven't felt any guilt.
And why is that? Why
I don't know.
But
I don't know why.
You've done two women.
Huh?
You and another woman.
Well, we did a little bit of that last weekend. I don't know.
I mean, jealousy would come from that. I mean, you're not going to feel jealous.
He's done stuff with and stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't. There's just been
no. What's been the thing that surprised you the most?
How much I enjoy.
Yeah.
Because there's no frame of reference because you're always told.
Right. You're always told that you're not supposed to. You're not
correct.
Supposed to do this.
And unfortunately, even in the lifestyle, it's often viewed as only a cuckold thing.
Mm-hmm. An active
He was very respectful of too, because there was a couple of times where I think you were having sex with me. No, he was. And he thought said something, and he was immediately like, oh, do you want to turn?
Right.
Several times he asked, you know, about
I guess, because the strictest sense of cuckold is, you know.
There's a humiliation aspect.
Right. But that's really not what it was going on, it seems like there. It seems like it was just a sharing, a mutual sharing.
And normally you think cuckold, the encounters are run by the woman, she lines up people, and then she's she's making her husband watch her be pleasured to humiliate him, right? So
or the other guy is taking the place of the husband, in which case the husband is reverted back to whatever.
Yeah, it's the alpha beta thing.
Right.
Definitely not into that.
No.
But it was hot.
Some people are.
I think it's weird because a lot of people that I've talked to like the sharing.
You got you a bodyguard. He came right up there.
He's
there.
How does Lance
go? I can feel it.
Has it been 10 minutes?
Probably easily.
You want to try and take them off?
Okay.
Hold on.
I'm going to feel weird if it doesn't hurt like it hurt me, though.
Okay,
it's a good hurt. It's a sexy pain.
Let's wait 5 more minutes.
Okay.
Wait 5 more minutes. We're going to wait 5 more minutes.
Okay, back up.
I guess what I've been hearing from other people that I've talked to.
From who we're talking about?
No.
Oh. So
I guess what I've been hearing is a lot of... it's okay to share, it's fine, we don't care, and it's more of a share thing as it is a part of not the shame thing, like you're trying to shame, you're trying
oh,
to...
Oh no,
you know,
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
The title to her AFF ad is it's all about her.
Right. So, what are you on FetLife? Like, how do you represent yourself on FetLife as opposed to how... Are you on FetLife, too?
No, I'm FetLife. We have a FetLife account.
Oh, okay.
He manages all the accounts
right.
or whatever.
Oh,
I know, that sounds...
Media.
I actually insulted him at one point, and I said it jokingly.
Yeah.
I said he was...
Oh.
And he got very hurt.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, sorry.
Yeah. So how do you represent yourself on FetLife or on, what's the other one?
Well,
the
this is on AFF, which is completely different than FetLife.
Mm-hmm.
FetLife, we don't have a whole lot of profiles.
So what's the difference between the two?
FetLife is much more structured. BDSM is very, very structured.
Yeah. But what's AFF? I guess I'm confused
about
AFF.
Adult Friend Finder.
Adult Friend Finder is very much the Wild West.
So it's
totally
else.
Different than SLS
it's,
from what it's much more,
it's
I guess, single male related.
It's very single male heavy.
Okay.
Which is why I chose that because we opened up our profile on SLS, but the responses we were getting were not
crappy.
Great. Yes.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, well, I don't even know if you want me, hasn't even made the decision yet to go all the way with someone other than me.
Okay.
Mr.
I'm,
B.
Hold on, let me get drunk before I say this.
Get drunk?
let me fill up my drink.
Yeah, let's do that.
But, okay, let me fill up your drink too, because I'm not good at that. Okay.
I'm drinking it.
Okay, I'm calling.
Okay, now we're going to Red's Wicked.
What is that?
I don't know. You don't care.
I do.
It's wicked.
Because if I mix, I'll get sick.
No, it's the same thing we've been drinking with this. It's just a different
way. Wait,
flavor.
I'm just giving you pineapple juice. No, no,
no. Let her make her own free drink.
I got it. We're good.
It's just a different
flavor. We're fine. Flavor.
Right about everything.
It's
I am not right about everything. I mean, I am, but...
Do you care if we do a four strap on her?
No. What is it?
No, hey, I read it, so now you have to tell us, too, about your first experience with that.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Because I wasn't going to tell. I didn't want anyone to know. Then I got drunk and...
And there you go. Okay, let me go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Four strap we bought, it's basically, it goes under your mattress and you can tie to each corner of the bed.
So it's just a way of taking a regular bed and giving anchor points to...
Restrain.
Yeah.
And almost came with no other...
What?
I said, and I almost came with no other.
You mean just being tied up? You almost came.
It was hot.
Really?
Are you ready?